everyone, welcome back to Glitterly. On this week's episode, we're about to have a special guest, a very special guest. You may know him as, you know, the bad, bad, loved and bad. You know, the bad, good, the ugly. But the one thing you for sure know him by is Salas. Welcome him on. Hey, Salas. Oh. That was threatening. I'm scared. Salas, what brings you to the Glitterly Studio today?
Salas.
That's all, folks. That's the whole show. Anyways, Salas, how's it going? Do you talk to your mother much?
Salas.
Okay. End of the bit. While Carl's away from the mic, taking off the mask, it's super hot in this area. We're back at this new episode. Episode 35, which is very beautiful. We got small updates, small things, nothing crazy, but we're excited. Thank you for coming and watching this Tuesday. It's a happy Tuesday, whether you're listening to us. Okay, he's back. Okay,
yeah, that guy was weird.
Sorry. Right? Okay, yeah, shit.
Met him in the hallway.
Papa Carl's back.
Yeah.
First impressions of that guy?
I don't know, he's weird. He just kept saying Salas to me.
Salas. That's our boy Salas, though. That's just
Salas.
That's who he is. If you meet him in the street, you know what to say, right? Salas! Exactly. I'm going to stop being this talk show. <host now. laughs> Anyways, Carl, how are you, man? How you been? I broke your phone.
Okay, we're going to open with that. Cool.
Yeah, might as well get into it. I broke your phone.
Yeah.
That was an accident. Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you tell us the night and how we got there?
Everything was pleasant before that happened.
So, it was Sunday.
Yeah. Was Sunday.
Woke up early.
Yeah.
Had an event to go to.
Just last week, damn.
Yeah, you had a friend. I'll let you tell.
We have a friend who's also a supporter of the show. Thank you. I'm going to shout him out. Hassani. If you're listening to this, you're a G.
He's cool. Very nice dude.
Really good performance as well. We went to his performance. He was really great at this Junior Black. What do you call this again? Junior Black Excellence Academy. Oh, I don't know if I'm butchering that, but I'm sorry.
But it's Black Excellence of event. It was very fun.
Yeah, very fun.
We ate Jamaican food there.
Yeah,
holy shit. Jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken.
You had jerk chicken patties. For the first time. Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Out of 10.
Fuck, it broke the scale many
times. Broke the scale, dude.
Many times, bro.
It hit, we finished.
When I was chewing on that, oh my God, that bitch melted in my mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Melted in my mouth, bro.
Dude, the auntie that was like serving us, like strictly business. No fucks given. Yeah. We're like, oh, can we get like two jerk chickens and water and whatnot? And like,
all right, okay.
Okay. And then looked away. She looked away but didn't even talk to anybody else. Like, she just like looked away and then looked back and like, here it is. And then I was like, oh, thanks. Thank you so much. Yeah, but then we went back and asked for more food. Yeah. And then that's when she was like, oh, okay, here's a pamphlet.
Pearly whites showed up. And then
here's the pamphlet for the restaurant and stuff.
Back. Yeah.
Because I guess to her, she's like, who's this fucking native guy?
Yeah.
Filipino trying out jerk chicken.
Yeah.
But it was super good, dude.
It was so fucking good, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we actually got a bit of a break from that. Ate up, met everyone, which is nice, including Asani. And I think after like just Asani's amazing performance, there was also this
limbo
guy. Dude, this limbo dude. This limbo dude is so fucking.
This
dope,
limbo
man.
Guy. You gotta put the footage in.
Yeah.
Some of the footage into our episode.
Yeah.
We're gonna add that so you can see. Mr.
We're gonna,
Carl
we're
did
gonna
it.
Put it up in your feed. Yeah.
Oh Carl,
yeah.
You I participated.
Did it. I did it.
You and Hassani participated.
Yeah. I fucked up on like the second level. I think down.
Okay.
But
there was five levels.
There was five levels. The fifth level was super insane. I can't even fathom doing the third one. Third one down.
I can't.
Hassani did it though. Hassani
did it, dude. This guy gangster, dude. Yeah. I can't explain how low that the host did it. Like, I'm talking body to the ground with like an inch. Like, it wasn't touching the ground.
Yeah.
Like, and was just walking. And then he showboated under it and then just continued again. And I was like, dude, this guy.
Yeah.
Dude, he could slide under a door, dude. Like, like, no doors. If your door is closed, it's fine. He's getting in.
He's getting in.
He's just walk under the door, dude. Like,
if you get stuck outside your house, call this guy, bro. Yeah, bro. Just slipping under your door.
Dude, he's
get
fucking...
into your place. Get your keys for free.
He's
bro.
At the same eye level as like a small dog. Like, yeah. Like, like that's how it sounds.
We're
when
not
he
even
walks.
Joking. It's like he's so fucking low.
It sounds
he's
like we're
so
like
low.
Being exaggerating. Yeah. Like we're exaggerating, but like this guy got low as hell.
Oh my god, yeah. I forgot the guy's name, but he's also really, really cool.
Very good
yeah.
intent.
Jamaican.
God, you can he does parties and events too and stuff.
Yeah.
Entertains.
You can call him out. You can shout him out. You can even also just.
I wish we knew, like knew his name. But like, I'm sorry. You're great
I'm
though.
Sorry, Doug.
Not that you're watching too.
You're one. Like, you're definitely one of the. It was cool as hell. You're one of the kind of like performers that really changed up the whole vibe of.
Changed the vibe. Got
the whole event.
Yeah, brought people together. Yeah. It was cool.
Everybody
was
actually having fun on his like Everyone, performance. It was pretty,
I know,
pretty funny.
Dude, all the like moms and aunties were talking to me like, "Oh, look, so cool! Yeah. Your friend's doing it." And I was like, "Yeah," because I was to the side video recording.
Yeah,
I just felt like a proud dad.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, then you failed, and I was like. Pull out the belt when we get home, you know. I'm gonna whoop my boy Carl. Nah, he's not my son.
Yeah.
Nor are you my dad. I don't know. We're just friends. Anyways.
okay.
Then we spent the night together.
Oh. Not like that. Not like
Pause.
That. You know
we
what
we
I
hung
mean?
Out.
Yeah, we hung out. We hung out.
Dude, yeah. Pull a porno on his laptop right now. we hung out though.
By
after.
The way, like the best. Best kind of like jingle ever.
The craziest intro. The
craziest jingle ever.
I keep seeing those. I don't keep seeing these, but remember those videos?
Chill. Something?
I just keep seeing these porn videos. Dude, I step this way, I step that way. Next thing you know, porn up. Right up on my phone. Right up on my
I know screen. That sound too well.
Yeah, but remember, like, you see those videos of, like, people in school would do it? Like, the guy on the drum set, he's like,
yeah.
He does it, and then he gets expelled. Or, like, yeah. It's like, oh, it's such a funny joke. But then that's how, you know, like, all the adults are like.
Yeah, come on.
Like, you've been watching, you little freak. Now, much respect to teachers. I don't know why I came after y'all.
And the daredevils.
Yeah, what were we saying? We went to the beach first.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you hated American football. Also, let me preface, why is it called football?
American
You don't
football.
Even use your feet?
American football? I don't know. I don't know the history of that.
Actually. Well, because I was like, oh, no, it's just football, right? Yeah. Whatever. And then a friend of ours, like, years ago was like, he's like, why do they call it football? He's like, they don't use their feet. And I was like, oh, you're right. You're very correct. I have no clue.
I don't know, man. It beats me. Beats me.
Anyways.
Why do they call football soccer?
Why don't they call football soccer?
Why do they call it soccer?
What does soccer mean? Should I search this up?
Yeah, search it out.
Why do they call it soccer?
Soccer versus football. It would make sense to call football with the one
football.
Where you kick with the
yeah,
white ball.
Yeah, because you're using your foot for
yeah,
the ball.
Yeah, and then the American football doesn't make sense to me. Maybe they should call that soccer.
What does soccer mean, though?
I don't fucking know, man.
Okay.
What does it say?
Let's go through this description.
Okay.
From Britannica.
Okay. Britannica?
Britannica. You know who that is? You're familiar?
Yeah, no.
It sounds like an old ship.
Britannica?
Oh, I was on the Britannica.
Yeah.
Oh, my buddies were on the Titanic.
Like,
I don't know.
Like a grandma's name.
Okay,
Britannica.
Anyways, why do they call it soccer? Quote, unquote, from Britannica.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Linguistically creative students at the University of Oxford in the 1880s distinguished between the sports of rugby football.
Okay.
And a soccer association football.
A soccer.
The latter term was further shortened to soccer. So they called it in the 1880s they called it a soccer.
A soccer.
Which is like association football.
Oh.
So it's just association football. That's the big word shortened down to soccer.
Soccer.
Okay. And it quickly spread through the campus.
Through the campus. And
you
now
know
the
what's
world.
Not fun. Knowing the answer. Yeah. I wanted to riff and be like, it's because we suck. Or we suckers.
It's like the French call it like.
Yeah, it's because the Western suckers. Like they suck. I don't know why I'm using a French accent, sucker. But you yeah. fucking sucker. Anyways, yeah. We played football. We played American football.
American football.
You hated it. You were like, oh, I don't know. I like this better. I'm not really into this. Yeah. But you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Ultimately. Actually, yeah. Because I can throw properly now.
Yeah, you were throwing ringers.
Yeah.
Dude, you were like.
I didn't know I had it in me.
You were actually out here.
I didn't know I had it in me, man.
As a guy who played, I didn't play professionally or in a league. I didn't play for school.
Professionally.
But I like played a lot just like in gym.
Just, yeah.
And just like with friends. And yeah. I always had a good spiral, but.
Yeah.
Dude, I was not doing well that day. I had really good passes. They're accurate, yeah. but nah.
I think one of the last times I played football like that was American football with like that yeah. was PE.
PE?
PE, like grade 12 or some shit.
Very accurate. Yeah. Like,
that's why, I don't know. And also, I didn't really follow too much football, American football.
Yeah. I think I keep bringing people around me to these sports.
Yeah. More of a like frisbee guy. Or basketball. Trying to get into yoga. Basketball now, I think. Yeah.
Dude, like, I'm just such a... Western sports guy. I don't know why.
You're such a dad, bro.
Anyways,
from the recording at
in honor of being a dad, I'm gonna take a shot real quick.
From recording the performance at Hassani's to the sports.
You're right.
We're adulting, man. We're Cheers. Fucking adulting. We're adulting. But yeah, I ended up liking it. Mm-hmm. I ended up liking it so much. And we fucking roasted ourselves in the sun. Face the hot sun.
The thing is, where we're recording right now, it's hot as shit.
Oh yeah. By the way, warm. The past weeks have just been melting for Vancouver. It's fucking insane. Like 34.
And the thing is, you know, on the highway, holy shit, this happened recently. On the highway, there's a fire right now. There's forest fires going on outside of Abbotsford.
Actually, I don't know. I would be surprised. Yeah,
it's time.
It's time.
It's midsummer.
It's that time.
This is I don't know if anyone's watching that's like not from Canada or not, or yeah. Vancouver at least this area, or even BC and Alberta. Yeah. I mean mainly BC. BC be having like wildfires, like consistent. I guess like the equivalent would be like California.
Yep.
California has a ton of wildfires too.
Oh, yep.
Like in their hills and shit. So like it's kind of, it's like, you know, it's natural. It's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know pine cones? You know pine cones are, right?
Yeah.
That's how, like, this is how nature allows it. Like, pine cones, once they heat up to a certain temperature, they sprout open and release seeds.
Ah.
Which plants for new pine trees.
Oh. I didn't know that.
And it's only, and they only do that, they only spread these seeds, pause, when it's, like, very high temperatures, pause. It's been a long weekend, man. Very high temperatures, I miss my girlfriend. No, so that's like a fun fact for you.
Wow.
Like, forest fires allows them to create more pine trees.
Damn.
But this many? I don't know what's going on, man.
We got Bear Grylls over here. That's crazy.
Take another shot. Take another shot. I'm going to censor this shit.
But that's crazy, though. I didn't know. Oh, wow. I guess it's just a cycle of nature, then.
That is. Yeah. Forest fires, like natural forest fires are a part
But I think, like, sometimes it is man-made, sadly.
Well, it has to be sometimes. Yeah. There's something is like called controlled fires.
Yeah. I saw that, like, in some videos. It's
crazy.
Controlled
fires exist because it's like, oh, this place is, like, suffering. A location is suffering. And... I'm also pulling a lot of this shit out of, like, grade 10 biology. So, like, my memory, I mean, I just took two shots. It's probably not going to be the greatest. But it's, like, it's very a part of the ecosystem. So, like, it's just a cycle.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going, and then it ends. But sometimes cycles don't finish or start.
Uh-huh.
So it just needs a little, like humans are just like, hey, it's okay. Start.
Yeah.
And then we...
Is it fucked up for me to say that when...
It'd be super fun, and we should do it everywhere in the city? Vancouver, no. Salas is coming for you, and it's gonna burn everything down.
No, but like visually, it looks dope. Like, it I does. Mean, everything is like red. Everything kind of like feels ominous.
Tough. I don't know how. Like the
but
environmental
I definitely don't
version
like
of
inhaling
tough.
The fucking smoke, though. That's fucking
I do,
bad.
Which is I sound like the devil there. So let me preface. Growing up, there's a lot of forest fires in Northwest Territories as well. Suffers a lot of forest fires.
Campfires, maybe. I love smelling campfires.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Fun. Yeah, that's fun. But like, so there was Yellowknife.
Yeah.
You know, the capital of Northwest Territories.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up with all these facts today, man. Oh. I'm using my grade 3 education today.
Grade 3.
There's a lot of forest fires around Yellowknife, like about like a decade ago, maybe 2013, yeah. I think. So maybe just 11 years. There was a lot of forest fires, and I got to go visit my cousins, go stay in Yellowknife for like about 3 weeks. And my whole summer there was just smoke-filled city. So although it was like it kind of got annoying, but it was so nostalgic for me now that every time I smell like a forest fire smoke or like stuff that like rolls into cities,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, it just brings me back to 2013 Yellowknife, being a 14-year-old just running around the city, causing nonsense.
That's so nice.
I'm depressed. Nah, I'm just joking.
Damn, dog.
But yeah, that's like where. Okay, our day.
Yeah, our day.
We went
wow,
to the beach.
We went to all over the tangents.
I'll let you talk.
Yeah, we went to the beach.
I've been talking.
Went to the beach. It was really hot as fuck. We just sat down, you know, just caught up, chilled.
Played little sports. Chatted with some people a little bit. Yeah. Not in the prime of it, though. Near the end, I was chatting.
Yeah, and we invited some people, but all of them are too fucking busy for us.
Dude,
Vancouver busy lifestyle out here, man.
You know what's sad about growing up as an adult?
Yeah.
Is realizing how hard it is to, like...
bring people out.
Organize.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like, oh, I want to... It's a nice day today.
Yeah.
Let me call some people and, like, let's go.
It's not like how it is, like, back then, you know? You could just, like, back then everybody's available.
Yeah. So, like, now it's, like...
Which I understand.
Hey, Carl, next month, do you want to, like, go to this place? Or do you want to go to a coffee shop or, like, anything? Really, you really have to plan it out.
Like, way ahead.
Which is fair. I get it. Because everybody be busy, including us. We be busy. People be busy. And people be tired. Like, it's exhausting. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
I digress. You know, I understand. A lot of fun.
I finally baked and then, a little bit. I got a little more brown.
Yeah.
I'm more like beige now, actually. Beige.
Bro, I've been working outdoors. I've been just...
Yeah, you work outdoors. I work indoors, which sucks. Good Lord. For myself. I want to be outdoors.
Yeah. You really want to be tan.
I naturally am. I mean, I guess majority of people that work in summertime are tan.
Really tan, yeah.
But, like, I just look good. Like... I look good brown, like,
that was your final form? You just, like...
Yeah, because I think...
I got a really tan dude.
Because growing up, I always spent, like, all my time growing up as a kid till I was, like, 9.
Yeah.
I was outside.
Oh.
Okay. I was constantly outside. Like, I didn't have a crazy amount of supervision, right? So I was just always outside. I remember this. It's not a dig at my parents. But I remember, like, I spent my first, like, decade of my life just outside playing, doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to a city.
Yeah.
And now it's a city. I can't really do much outside, and it's dangerous as a kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd just be playing games, hanging out, playing games. And then they would make comments like, oh, you should go outside, do more stuff outside. I'm like, you took me away from that. Like, you moved me away from where I could have been doing that. Anyways, I was just I was just so annoyed. I was like, choose one. Like, I was outside, bitch. I'll stay there, too. No. But, wait, what are you talking about? Tan?
Getting tanned, and then after that what did we actually do? We went around your place.
We went to go drive.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it was like a whole drunken escapade.
Yeah.
Like,
we traveled down.
Yeah, we traveled down.
The thing is I didn't get home. I was like, okay, we're outside my house, but like, let's shoot some stuff for a little thing, a project I'm working on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on at least.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let's do this quick and then I can go home and like spend the night and watch a couple shows with my lady.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting in the car and she texts me like, Oh, I'm going to bed. I have work in the morning. I completely understand.
That's tough, man.
And then I was like, well, it's my day off, Carl. What are you, like, let's just hang out. And then we spent that night we sang for like an hour.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Just seeing if we could hit these notes.
Uh-huh.
Which also, I've been trying to make music, which is a random thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I suck. But it's fun. I like the beats, though. I'm trying to learn this.
You can workshop it.
I need to learn more. Definitely.
Yeah.
But it's fun, though. But we just filmed.
It's there. You have the music vision.
I have the idea. Yeah. I just don't know how to make it come true.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. But we spent.
Yeah, we.
A lot of time filming and taking photos for the project.
Yeah.
And just for your own vlogs.
Just
and
the
stuff.
Projects.
Your own stuff.
My own stuff. Took photos as well. Pretty dope.
Yeah. And at this time, it's like, it's pretty late. We're just chilling.
Had a lot of laughs,
Yeah, a lot of jokes.
A lot of jokes made.
And it's
probably
late,
a lot
late.
Of neighbors disturbed.
Right?
Night.
It was late at
We're
night.
We're just laughing our asses off.
A lot of jokes. Yeah. And then we, very teenage like.
Yeah.
That was a very teenage night.
Very teenager night, yeah.
Which is like, I mean, fuck it. I haven't done that shit since like 10 years. So it's kind of crazy.
Facts. Factual.
But, then I,
You want to tell this story?
Then we were walking back to your vehicle, right?
Like, yeah.
And then I think you like turned to talk to me.
Yeah.
And then so I shifted, but it slipped out of my hand.
Yeah.
And the way it fell was just like...
We were using my phone, by the way.
His phone, very good quality.
Yeah.
And just...
Yeah.
And the thing is, a tiny rock cracked it.
Yeah. But the thing is, I was like, oh, it's fine. It just drops. Like, it dropped like 100 bajillion times.
And it was on a sidewalk,
times.
Just flat sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like...
It dropped like this 100 bajillion times. It'll be fine.
You jump up. Remember we were at one of the stores and you jump up to hit a sign and it flew out of your pocket and it...
Right?
And landed flat and nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
As soon as it got into my hands.
Cameron, we have a fucking problem. And then I showed him.
The bottom half
of
the screen.
The bottom half is fucked. Yeah.
It's just blacked out. But pieces of it you could touch, but some pieces you couldn't. Like it still had functionality.
Yeah.
In pieces of it, but another heart, wouldn't.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't too pissed. And then, but there was cracks. Like almost half of the screen was cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the quarter of it was dead pixels.
Is this payback for us trying to act like teenagers? we're outside. We're having fun.
You can't have this even.
And then we just tried to take photos and videos of stuff. And then that happens.
We're just living life out here. And then life just kicks us in the nuts.
I'll tell you this right now. Those photos and videos were...
But for the price of those photos, this is so bangers.
Those photos are really good.
And videos?
Maybe you'll see them.
Bangers.
Most likely you're going to see them.
You'll see them.
That was our last week.
Yeah.
Apologies. I'm sorry, Carl. But we got it taken care of. We're going to go. You're going to go do it tomorrow. But, I pitched in. Going to make sure. Make sure this shit gets fixed. Also, it's expensive. I hate Canada. Let's move to the Philippines. Anyways, we're going to go into a segment.
Ooh.
Segment, okay.
Yeah, you kind of teased the segment a bit, but
segment. Okay, so for
don't
this
know too much
segment,
about it.
It's not a would you rather, but it's the most controversial song lyrics. And there's a lot out there. There's a ton. Good, bad, shitty. Remember Kanye West back in 2014-15?
I think.
I still would have. It's like me and Taylor should have had sex or something.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift, shout out. Not for the sex. For the good music.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, anyways.
In that level.
We'll start with something crazy. But you have to give it, I'll give it context, because I don't want it to,
Don't tell me the song title, or, don't sing it at a melody. Just, read it.
Okay. You just read it?
Yeah, read it.
Don't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
and then let me guess or something.
Okay, I already showed you this kind of actually already.
Yeah.
I need to give context though.
Okay, sure.
So, in Los Angeles, what's the biggest thing that was caught on tape, which had probably been happening for years?
Oh, okay.
That happened in 91.
Caught on tape.
Happened in 1991 on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused riots.
I thought it was Kim Kardashian and...
Oh, no. Happened 1991, freeway, caused riots. Rightfully so. Because it probably had been happening for years.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Rodney King incident. The police brutality. You don't know this?
No. I actually don't know this.
Oh.
Rodney King.
Okay, this is okay. Quick history lesson. Rodney King, right here, it's literally right here.
Yeah.
African American man who was a victim of police brutality on March 3rd, 1991. And there's video of this.
Is it kind of like George Floyd stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That level.
Same.
And maybe even worse, because even the George Floyd, the guy was just like Derek, whatever the fuck. Who gives a fuck? We don't need to give his name.
Yeah.
He's just on his neck.
Yeah.
And then George passed. Rodney King, there's a video of him on the freeway. It's at nighttime. And all there's like a fuck ton of cops. There's a bunch of cops just beating his ass.
Oh.
And beating the shit out of him.
Oh, cops. Okay,
cool. Cops. Heavy.
Well, not cool, but like, damn.
Yeah, heavy police brutality.
Okay.
Yeah. And he got arrested. So he was arrested on a high-speed pursuit while driving while intoxicated.
Okay.
So, okay, what does that call for? Hey, pull DUI. Over. Get the fuck. Yeah. Like, put in your handcuffs. Do a sobriety test.
Mm-hmm.
Not beat his ass by like 7 different people.
And beat it's the 90s, shit. Man.
Yeah.
They were like, just fresh off the 80s, too. It's dude, 91.
This is a whole big into the, like, how police treat people of color.
Yeah.
And this was, like, the big thing that happened in L.A.
Right.
So, in 1992, there was huge fucking riots.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyways, back to the controversial song title.
Cool. Rodney King, rest in peace.
This song, you want me to tell you the title?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. I might not.
Okay.
Know
the artist name. Body Count.
Okay.
says okay, a lot. Cool. Song title Cop Killer. So this came out in 1992 when the riots were going on. I'm sure around the time the riots were going on.
Right.
I got my black shirt on. I got my black gloves on. I got my ski mask on. Shout out Salas. That's not the lyric, but I just wanted to throw that in there. This shit's been too long. I'm a cop killer. You better than me. Cop killer, fuck police brutality. Cop killer, I know your family's grieving, cop killer, but tonight we get even.
Oh.
It kind of goes hard.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously, dude, that shit happened in 2020. And more follow suit, it's still going on.
Still, yeah, true.
30 years later. And who knows how many before that.
Yeah.
Before 91.
Yeah, of course. There's been...
Then the thing with George Floyd happened in 2020. Like, shit's still happening. Like, this shit happened in 91.
Yeah. Did they actually retaliate? Like, some people?
Dude, there's riots. There was... Dude, just search up LA riots.
Shit.
LA riots, 92.
Rodney King.
92 riots. It brought, like, so much shit. Because it was like, holy fuck. This is what the police do to us?
Yeah.
And this was just happened to be caught on film, like, luckily.
Yeah.
Like, luckily it was caught on film back in the 90s, early 90s. Like, thank God. It opened a lot of people's eyes. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, next song.
Police brutality.
This song is, Smack My Bitch Up. That's crazy, dude. So there's two lyrics for the song. There's actually, have you heard the song? You've heard the song in the past,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
There's two lyrics. Change my pitch up.
Oh. Okay.
And the next one is
the PC version.
No, it's two lyrics.
Oh.
That's the whole song.
In the same song?
Change my pitch up.
And then he says, smack my pitch up.
Okay,
what
Carl.
A switch up, bro.
Yeah, right?
That's switch up, man.
But let's try to replace smack my bitch up. Let's try to replace that. What would you replace that to? Mac my dishes. Okay, we're not gonna talk about that part. smack my
something about a snitch. Snitch.
Smack my snitch up.
Lilo and Stitch up. I don't know. Fucking know. Fucking lyric, man.
Lilo and Stitch up. Oh, that's kind of works. Wait.
Some Disney version, Kids Bop version.
Oh, yeah, that's such a Kids Bop.
Look at Kids Bop. Remember them?
That's crazy.
Yeah, where'd
they
go? Anyways.
Oh, shit. One sec.
Anyways. Some history.
So, there's another song that is a little controversial, mostly because of the history behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the greatest. So do you know Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Died young, like when she was like, she was blowing up. She was about to be like the next.
Is it the person that's saying big ass when artist? I feel? No, that's not her, right?
How I feel.
Is that her?
Da, 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 da.
I don't think that's her, right?
I think it is her. That is her, right?
Maybe.
Anyways.
Anyways, yeah.
So this song.
That was a good song, but if it's made by Aaliyah, she killed it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this song, I'll sing parts of the verse, parts of the chorus, and then go into the verse.
Right.
And this makes it a little worse. Whoa, I just did a bar. Oh, oh shit.
You are a songwriter, dog.
Yo, Carl, get the hearse, bro. We got to speed away, bro. Wait, a hearse is for death. Oh, shit, Aaliyah. Pause, I love you. Anyways, I'm pretty sure Aaliyah had a history with R. Kelly. You know, R. Kelly was... Wait.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah, he married Aaliyah when she was 15.
Typical. Typical R. Kelly.
Do you see the interview of him trying to deny all the shit? No. They're trying to take it away from me. Like, all the shit. Like, bro.
But I saw, like, clips at the end.
You
like,
kind of did it, though, bro. Like, you kind of did. That's just kind of crazy, like, man.
I mean, I saw a clip where he was crying to the camera.
That's the one.
That was the one, right? Yeah. That was the one.
Anyways,
so hysterical, but
this Aaliyah song. Aaliyah, incredible artist, was about to be like huge. Obviously, rest in peace. Condolences to the family. Like, she was about to be blown up. Like,
shit.
Like, huge, huge artist.
At 15?
She died young. She died like when she's like 21 or something.
Fuck.
Maybe younger. I can't remember. I think it's 20s. She hit the 20s.
Club 21.
I know I could search it up right now, but I don't want to. Anyways, I probably should, because the song is called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, and it's by Aaliyah, produced by R. Kelly.
Oh.
And I'll tell you a part of the chorus. Age ain't nothing but a number. Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing. So getting into fight, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
This loving I have for you, it'll never change. Going into the verse. Here I am, and there you are. Your eyes are calling me to your heart.
Mm.
All you gotta do is knock and I'll let you in.
Right.
Then we will feel the passion that flows within.
Oh. And she sang this when she was 15?
Is that not weird?
She sang this when she was under 20?
Yeah, because like you can presume that like she's singing to R. Kelly.
But she married her when she was 15.
R. Kelly married her when she was 15.
And how old is R. Kelly at this time?
At this time? Let's check. Old as shit. I'll tell you that right now.
There's some Drake shit.
Yeah, throwback.
Throwback? Drake before Drake, bro.
Oh, shit. R. Kelly was 27.
No fucking way, man.
What? She was 15. So that happened.
Nah. Why? R. Kelly, what the fuck?
Anyways, we had a good Sunday. Yeah. Like, I wanted to get it. I was just trying to search up controversial lyrics, and it turned into like some backstory about Rodney King, which is Rodney good King. That you know now. And
I got unfortunately, educated. I got educated. I went into this thinking that
I think is R. Kelly in jail now?
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, there's too much shady shit going on, man.
Yeah.
Too much shady shit. But that's the episode. We just talked about our week, or our day at least, what happened, what occurred.
And I got educated.
Small little segment, which included some education.
Yeah.
And
some featuring of Salas.
Some sad, some bad. Got Salas.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to become a fad.
And we found out this guy's a mad lyricist.
Super good. Yo, they should
don't put me in a hood.
Grab the ski mask. I promise you won't last.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Oh, shit. Yo, Kidz Bop, Feature me, bro. Like, put me on. Yo, can you shout out? Like, wait, Papa. Wait, Papa. Wait, no, we not R. Kelly out here. Okay. Yo, no Diddy. No Diddy. No R. Kelly.
No Drake, no Diddy.
No Drake, no R. Kelly. We good. Never mind, Kids Bop. Do your thing. The music's always been fun. Did you ever have a Kids Bop CD growing up?
No.
Because I did.
No.
I had 2004 Kids Bop and 2005 Kids Bop. When I was six.
On CDs.
When I was also a kid. I don't think anyone. If you know somebody that owns a Kid Bop CD, how do you go about asking about like why? So does your daughter feature on, like, why do you have the CD, man?
Yeah, step anyways. Into my office.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kids Bop. I think I
had a few CDs as a kid.
You had a few CDs? Were
legit,
they
I had.
Did they go hard on the Kids Bop?
The thing is, like, I had them, but I never played them. I listened to, like, because I had, you know, my first two CDs that I had was Eminem.
Eminem Kids Bop?
What? No, Eminem.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you, I had the two, like, Kids Bop CDs from 2004, 2005.
And then Eminem.
The MASH or whatever.
Yeah.
The popular songs at the time. And then I had an Eminem CD. And then I had the Marshall Mathers Eminem Encore CD, which came out early 2000s, and I had 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Tryin' CD. Yeah. And then the other cover where it's like a white background and it's him shirtless flexing, I had that one as well. That was cool. Yeah. I was a little
music man.
I was a cool ass bitch back then, you know what I'm saying?
CDs, man.
I was hanging out. I was listening. Anyways, we should end this episode. Okay, cheers. Yeah, please come back next week. I hope that whatever we just talked about didn't disturb you. It's just sad history. Sad, bad, cool history, I guess. But yeah, that's it. That's the episode.
This is 35.
My name is Carl. Insane. Nope, it's not. My name is Cameron Modest.
My name is Cameron, but it's actually Carl.
Salas. Okay. But thank you for watching.
We got to get out of here because it's so fucking hot.
It's super hot. It's an oven. I can't wait to get outside.
Much love, y'all.
Watch us on YouTube, follow us on Spotify, check the iTunes.
Yes.
I hope you guys enjoy. It's like fun. It's fun to do this. It's still fun to do this. We'll be posting more clips soon. And if you,
please keep suggesting stuff for us to do, or just give us ideas, maybe. And
we don't need crazy ideas. We just need, like, if you want to tell a story about something that you went through, that could be funny.
Comment, you know? Comment.
Do something. Yeah. Okay, love you. Bye.